Welcome to our yoga nidra practice for clarity. And to get a little more specific, a session to relieve, to help dissipate. Any guesses? Brain fog. To hear it, it sounds kind of subtle, not a big deal, but if you are in the thick, pun always intended, in the thick of it, brain fog can really disconnect us from not only ourselves, but the world around us. So a session today for that clarity, for that reconnection, to relieve brain fog. And in today's practice, we're going to concentrate on getting present in our minds, in our physical bodies, so that we can release and let go of whatever it is that is clouding our mind. Whatever it may be that is taking your focus away from what's truly important. So, go ahead, find a comfortable position, lie down on your back. Maybe you have something under the knees, maybe a rolled towel under your neck, pillow under your head. Pillows under the arms can be really nice. Allow your feet to just fall out to the sides. Palms can be up or down with the arms away from the body, shoulders pulled down. The opposite of a pogo or a hot dog. We don't want everything to be in one line, arms and legs super glued to the body. Feel that space widen out, spread your body nice and wide. Allow the eyes to rest back in their sockets once you gently close the lids. And setting the intention now to allow the body to find rest. We're going to melt now into a space where we can let go of stressors, tension, clouds, and fog. So, work, relationship, kids, anything that's weighing on you, maybe making you feel overwhelmed, anything that takes away your concentration, right? We're going to release all of that. And for now, you can be right here in this moment, just starting to relax. Spine is long. Body feels supported and symmetrical. Let your head be heavy. And scan the body, taking any little fidgets or adjustments to become that much more comfortable. And take a big breath in. Through the mouth, audible sigh, let go. Let go of what you may have brushed up against with the inhale. Do another one through the nose. Empty out. Clear it away. Wash it away. Sweep it away. Last one here. Breathe into any tension, any stressors, any stuckness, any fog, any clouds. Through the mouth. We let it go. And I want you to take note of your body right here, right now. Are you clenching your teeth together? Allow your jaw to unhinge, to release. Are you pressing your tongue to the roof of your mouth? Allowing tongue to release and land in the mouth gently. Is there any grip or squeeze in the buttocks? Or the belly? Are you still holding your head and neck up in any way? Are your shoulders closer to the ears? Scanning still from head to toe. making any little adjustments to settle down and settle in. And as we flow through this nidra practice, always take note, take gentle note of where your mind goes. So stay with my voice, my vibe, of course, from this moment forward, anchor into my voice. But the mind can tend to take us elsewhere, right? So should this happen, completely normal, could you notice where the mind goes? And once you notice you're in a different place, try to anchor back into your breath, to your body, to my voice, my vibe, and just relax. Trust and surrender to the process. You can't get it wrong. Now looping back to that breath, just take note of how the breath is flowing. Does the breath feel fast? Would you say it's more slow, shallow, or deep? Does it catch or get stuck anywhere? Does it hook on tension? Maybe it just feels across the board normal, relaxed. Accept the breath and take note of it. Now notice if there's any residual tension, stickiness, stuckness in the rest of the body. We're going to do a few more added or bonus collective breaths together. Again, to release any residue of tension, which is that first step towards gaining that clarity in the mind and the body. The breath. So right here and now, think of releasing all the air out of your body. Let your lungs and belly deflate, make space. Mouth sealed, inhale through the nostrils. Notice how the air feels as it enters in. Keep going all the way to the top. Hold the breath. Was that inhale cool or warm? Was it damp or dry? Take note next time. Open your mouth, sigh it out, release gently, let all of the air out. Let it go. Again, seal the lips, breathe in through the nostrils, take note of the air, how it's feeling, is it same or different? Feel the lungs expand, the belly too, hold that breath for 5, 4, 3, you've got this, 2, 1, open the mouth, let go, relax, release. Last one. Through the nose, breathe in. Notice the air. Where does it go? How does body accommodate this breath? Fill to the top. Feel the expansion and hold for 5. Last 4, 3, 2, 1. Release. Let go. Take note of this space. In your body, on the surface below you, all that, those contact points, your clothing, your surroundings, your breath. Take note of this moment and check in with the heart space. You guessed it, setting your sankalpa for this practice. An intention, a wish. What do you want to get out of this practice? Maybe you have something to work with on your own, or maybe play along with Dawn today. How about this for today? Clarity in, brain fog out. Much like a mantra, right? Inhale. Clarity in. As you exhale, repeat, brain fog out. Begin to hone in on that in your mind. You can repeat it, or of course, if you have a Sankalpa, full send, maybe. I choose clarity. I choose to release brain fog. I am clear. I am uncluttered. Choose your Sankalpa. And you can repeat it with the breath at least 3 times. Clarity in. Brain fog out. I'll give you a few moments here. Now that the Sankalpa has been set, let's begin to hone in and take note of the third eye center, the Ajna chakra, a space of deep inner wisdom, intuition, the point that sits right between the eyebrows. Bring your focus to this sacred space and think of clarity coming in here. What does clarity look and feel like for you? And imagine the brain behind third eye just clearing out anything that doesn't serve you, any clutter. Anything with no purpose, anything that's expired, dead weight, it's melting away, removed from your brain, from your body. Let it go. And continue to concentrate on this sacred space, this point right there between the eyebrows. Maybe you even start to feel, sense, envision a purple light here. This purple light, purple energy, melting all of that residue away, clearing it away, starting to see clearer. You feel lighter, you feel clearer. Yes. And we're going to move that cleansing purple light through the body. And we're going to scan from head to toe, finding this crystal clear purple clarity, not only in your mind, but clearing out, cleaning out anything stagnant, old, expired in the whole body that doesn't serve you anymore. We clear out the body, and that in return can help to clarify your brain that much more. So feeling that bright, cleansing, clearing purple light at the Ajna chakra, point of deep inner wisdom. And from that third eye center, move awareness now over to the right ear. Right ear illuminated, cleansed with purple light. Moving light over to the left ear. And bring awareness to both ears together. Move down to illuminate the right side of the jaw. The left side of the jaw. The entire jaw together, moving inside the mouth, sensing the tongue releasing and relaxing, sitting gently in the mouth. Purple light cleanses the upper row of teeth and gums. the lower row of teeth and gums, the inner right cheek, inner left cheek, the entire mouth, an orb of purple sensation, moving to the top lip, the bottom lip, both lips together, moving it down through the throat, bringing a cleansed awareness into the throat, allowing all those muscles to release and relax. Moving from throat through the collarbone on the right into the right shoulder. Feeling the right shoulder melt into the floor, the surface below you. From right shoulder back through right collarbone, left collarbone, and left shoulder joint. The left shoulder resting gently. Feel both shoulders together. No tension, no tightness. Both shoulders. Move down now to the right elbow, then the left elbow, allowing those joints to relax. Sensing both elbow joints together. Feel the right wrist, the left wrist, both wrists relaxing and releasing into the space below you. The palm of the right hand, the palm of the left hand, sensing the curl of all the fingers as they rest and relax. Tension is gone. Fingers relaxed with that natural curl. Sensing both palms, all the fingers, the entirety of both your hands together. Now bring your attention back up to the center of the throat chakra. Then move this cleansing purple light down through the chest, noticing the breath here, the chest rising and falling, gently and naturally. Continuing down to the belly, to the navel, and again taking notice and awareness of the breath as it gently and naturally ebbs and flows. Purple awareness flows down to the pelvis, where the hips connect, sensing the right hip, the left hip, both hips together, and the space between the hips, the entire pelvis illuminated with a cleansing, clearing purple light. Moving it down the right thigh to the right knee, then down the left thigh to left knee. Feel both thighs and both knees together. No tension in the upper legs. Continuing down the front of the right shin, to right ankle, down left shin to left ankle. Feel both shins and both ankles together. Your feet are relaxed, falling out naturally to the sides. sensing the top of the right foot, the top of the left foot, feeling both feet together, sensing a slight curl to the toes very naturally, feeling all 10 toes, both feet, releasing any tension, any fogginess in the body. Moving this light, your awareness to the back side of the body. Move up to the pelvis where the tailbone lies, the lowest part of your spine. Bring your awareness there. And slowly start to make your way up through the spine, purple light. From tailbone through the lumbar spine, the low back, up to the mid back, the thoracic spine, between the shoulder blades, and up through the back of the neck, the cervical spine, that slight curvature in the neck, as all of the spine lies gently and melts down into the surface below. Finding clarity and space through the spine as you find your way back up to the base of the skull, sensing the whole spine together resting, releasing, relaxing. And the back of the skull is melting into the surface below. Bring your awareness there and imagine this purple, vibrant energy forming around your head, around the head and in through the ears, the energy pushing out any fogginess, any blockages. Just imagine. Everything is clear, crisp, open and spacious, feeling safe, present, happy, completely relaxed. The whole body bathed in purple light, feeling clear, renewed and free. Clarity in, brain fog out. Repeating this mantra with the breath. Inhale, clarity in. Exhale, brain fog out. Clarity in on the in breath. Brain fog out on the out breath. And you can continue with this mantra or come back to your own Sankalpa. Repeating it a few times here. Think of the clarity that you've built. Feel it. Clarity comes in. as brain fog flows out. Come back to the third eye center, that sacred space of intuition between the brows. Feeling that purple energy coming in through that space, entering the whole body from head to toe, flushing out anything old, stagnant, and stale. Feeling refreshed and brand new. And as you lay here, dear one, take note of how your body feels now. How your mind feels now compared to how it felt at the beginning of our practice. A fogginess in mind has released. Your body has a new, refreshed feeling. And you're now able to rest and find stillness. To let go of anything that doesn't serve you. To make space for all that does. Full awareness to that vibrant, purple shining third eye center, Ajna. Come back. Meet me here in this moment. You can continue to lay here in silence and stillness. If you choose, you can give the back of your head a little massage, maybe rocking the head left to right on the surface beneath you. Eyes are still closed, tongue still rests gently in the mouth, no clenching. You could begin to wiggle fingers and toes, bringing yourself back gently, bring in awareness from head to toes. Whatever that looks like for you. And feel energy, vibrancy building through the body, deepening the breath, maybe moving, and carrying all of that vibrancy with you through the rest of your day or night. You could roll out wrists or ankles, maybe you hug the knees in, give yourself a squeeze. You can roll to your side, stay on back, come to your belly or a seat. And just continue to be in this space. Pause. Smile. Be free. Be clear, be cleansed, fresh new canvas, best feeling. With hands at heart center, I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.